listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
A little rock and roll to bring in my next guest. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. I'll be here the rest of this week, and next week Jimmy comes back to serenade you with his beautiful voice after that. But you've stuck with me, filling your ear holes with my words until then. This is a segment that Jim pioneered. It's called Ask Up Blank Anything. And so he's had hypnotists and porn stars and all sorts of different people on. And he opens up the phone lines, 1-855-633-1010, and lets you ask this person anything related to the business that they do. So I thought, well, let's ask a bar owner anything. And if I'm going to ask a bar owner, it has to be this bar owner. Sauce on the Danforth, 5 stars on Facebook, 5 stars on TripAdvisor.ca. It is an amazing, 5 stars on Yelp. This is a great bar. I've been going here for a long time, but if you know me, you know that I love a bar that feels like it's 50 years old. This place isn't 50 years old, but it has that warm feeling that you only get when you've got a room full of cool people. Usually it takes a little while to develop that. Well, in 10 years, Sauce on the Danforth in Toronto has done that, and a lot of that is due to my next guest, Johnny, the owner of Sauce, co-owner with his wife, Mitzi. Johnny, how are you?
It's great to hear from you, Richard, and you do syrup in the ears of everyone.
That's right. Ear syrup. There we go. Listen, thanks for doing this. You know that I love Sauce. We go often. And tell me a little bit about how you arrived at opening a bar and setting it up in the way that you have.
It's it really comes down to a cab ride that I took as a teenager years ago, and I kept noticing a Mercedes cab, and I thought, my goodness, who would do that? Who would buy a Mercedes and just drive around as a taxi? So I thought, if I ever catch this guy vacant, I'm going to jump in and talk to him. And lo and behold, one night it was raining, and I jumped in the cab, and I said, you got to tell me, what's with the Benz? And he said, well, I own the plate. There's no other driver, and I don't have time to spend my money when I'm not driving. So I thought, I'll just get the best car that there is on the road, which would be the Mercedes. And that stuck with me, and I thought, if I have to be in a room forever, I want it to be that kind of experience.
If you have a question for Johnny, and I'm going to ask him a few questions here, but if you have a question about running a bar, about what it's like to own a bar, the hours, anything you want, call us at 1-855-633-1010. The description here, when you Google Sauce on Danforth, it says Victorian chic fixtures adorn this lounge, serving 20 styles, drinks, nibbles, amid live jazz music. There's a lot of live music. There's some jazz music. There's some funk music. There's all sorts of different stuff. How would you describe it?
Kind of bordello chic.
Yeah.
Because we, Mitzi and I spent a lot of time in New Orleans, and it was sort of our favorite place to go to blow steam off. And the decor down there is, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's Parisian, it's Spanish, it has all the influences. And when it came time to design the room, that's what we took back with us.
And there's something about the color scheme. There's a lot of red. There's a lot of lamps. There's just a lot of stuff that just feels really warm. It's really inviting. And I think that's one of the things that has made it so successful over the last 10 years. Every time you go there, you see familiar faces. It's not always exactly the same people, but you know everyone. If you've gone there at all, you get a lot of regulars coming back. And that's got to be crucial to keep the doors open and just to keep the place up and running.
Very much so. And we wanted more of a neighborhood operation as opposed to a destination bar.
Yeah.
So and that's worked out well for us. The neighborhood's been incredible. With the support that they've given us over the years. And we know so many of them intimately. So, they've really embraced us over the years.
Well, and I think one of the things that makes it embraceable, that makes it so special, is that you're open pretty much every day of the year. And so bars are this great sort of democratic place, right? If you are lonely on Christmas, you don't have any place to go, well, maybe I'll go to Sauce. Because you're open on Christmas, there's always a friendly face behind the bar there. And I think that makes a huge difference.
Absolutely, and we're a last call bar as well. Mm-hmm. Regardless of weather or anything, we stay open till the bitter end. In doing so, that's even saved some slow nights, because everybody knows that no matter what, you're going to be open till the very end.
Absolutely, and there's nothing worse than going to a place if you're trying to catch last call or whatever, going to a place and it's closed, and we closed at 10 o'clock because it was slow. Well, I'll never go back.
But exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's an automatic. That would make anyone upset, especially if you'd taken an Uber or, waited for the bus or anything like that. So we put that out there right from the beginning. In the early years when we first opened, I remember my first Sunday night, and I looked up and down the street, and I couldn't see nothing. It was tumbleweeds and crickets. And I thought, it's 1:45. I'm just going to call it a night.
Yeah.
I couldn't see a pedestrian coming either way. So I locked the door, and I walked back behind the bar. And by the time I got there, there was a knock on the door. So I went, oh, great. So I opened the door, and it was Mitzi. And she said, don't you ever do that again. So I never have. And she's formidable that way.
And other ways, too.
For everyone.
Yep. If you have questions for Johnny, how to run a bar, what's the upside, what's the downside, what do you love about it, give us a call at 1-855-633-1010. We'd love to hear from you. What makes a great bar? We've talked about the kind of warm embrace. We've talked about being a last call bar. But what do you think it is that makes a fantastic bar?
Well, again, because it's a neighborhood bar, people get to know, who the other patrons are, and you become a family.
Yes.
It's unusual that you don't see these people anywhere else, though. So it's not like you bring them home with you.
Right.
But, you develop these wonderful friendships with people, and you see them right after work before they go home to their families. They want to come in and blow off a little steam, and if you're consistent, so are they.
Yeah,
and it just becomes a muscle memory. Their feet kind of steer them in the direction, and it's comforting to them.
And it's intergenerational now. One of your bartenders is the daughter of some of your regulars?
Absolutely. And actually, my son opened a bar as well.
That's right. Yeah, Lloyd's on Queen Street.
On Queen, that's right. So he worked for us as well. And I guess that kind of, I guess it works, it beats working a shovel.
Now, we'll talk when we come back. We've only got about a minute left here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how you used to build bars, that you were someone who cleaned beer lines and all that kind of stuff. And I think this is the part of the business that a lot of people don't really know anything about. They see a bartender standing behind a bar pouring beers. That's pretty understandable. You know what's happening there. But all the other stuff that goes into it, I think, is pretty interesting. And you spent a long time seeing the underside of a lot of bars. So my guest, decades. My guest,
I did it with there's a sort of a side hustle through the beer store called Draft Services.
Right.
And when I started with them years ago, there was only 40 of us in the entire province.
Wow.
That built and designed draft beer systems for restaurants and hotels and things like that. And now it's kind of all the other independent breweries and microbreweries kind of have their own guys that go out and do it now.
And we'll come back. We'll pick it up there with Johnny, the owner of Sauce, a great bar on the Danforth in Toronto, 1376 Danforth Avenue. Go there for a drink tonight. I won't see you there, but I'll see you there another time. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. Stay with me.
You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. He'll be back in early January. Until then, I'm in the big chair. And we're doing a segment right now called Ask a Blank Anything. Jim brings in people from all over the place, and you can ask them questions about their unusual occupations. And I chose a friend of mine. I wanted to ask a bar owner anything. And I have Johnny from Sauce. It is a fantastic bar. It's my favorite bar in the city, in Toronto. It's located at 1376 Danforth Avenue. If you're not in Toronto, come here and go there for a drink, but just leave a stool for me because I don't like it when I go there and it's too busy. I'm not used to talking to Johnny, though, without a drink in my hand, but we're doing it. We're making it happen. I think it's going well.
This is unusual, Richard.
It is. Now, when we left, we were talking about all the maintenance that you used to do as someone who set up draft systems and all that kind of thing. That's one of the things I don't think that people realize, if you've never worked in a bar, of how crucial it is to the running of the bar, to keep things sanitary, to keep things clean, all that kind of thing. Is there anything else that comes to mind that people don't think of really when they think of owning a bar? Do they think, oh man, this is really glamorous, I'm going to be, you know.
Everyone thinks that yeah. And I've heard that so many times. It'd be really cool if I had my own bar.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's but it's a holiday romance in that department because, you know, it could be a Mensa meeting one night and a kindergarten class the next. Like, it's just that vast, and people are amazing. It's the most diverse job in the world. I love it. There's never been any regrets. There's been some crazy times.
Yep.
It's a neutral space for everybody to come. So you get every culture, every creed, it's amazing. And they all have to get along in the sandbox.
I always say that
I really love it for that.
Yeah, I always say that bars are the last democratic place. You can sit, and for the price of a drink, whoever you're sitting next to, a judge on one side, and you know and whoever else on the other side,
a mobster
on the other side, you know, and for the price of a drink, you're all equal, and that's what I love about bars. And
absolutely, and you know, everyone has to get along though,
yeah,
or the wheels fall off,
yeah.
And for the most part, they do. There's only been over the 10 years that we've been there. There's only been a few occasions,
yeah,
where unfortunate things have happened, and you learn from those as well.
Yeah. 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 That's one of the sort of the downsides. When I was bartending, I broke up a lot of fights, but I usually found that if you're breaking up a bar fight, they're not that hard to break up because it's usually two drunk guys swinging at one another. And if
usually strangers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
It's not some long beef that's been going on between them.
That's right. Yeah. And if you just stand between them and say, sit, or you don't get anything else to drink, you leave, whatever, they usually do. So the pandemic. Pandemic changed things a little bit. Must have been a tough. How do you survive 2 years of being open for 11 days, closing down for 6 months, being open again? It was tough. I know we sat on your back patio, which you were allowed to serve on many times, and it was amazing out there. But you weren't able to use the inside, and that was a big deal.
Weren't. And unlike a lot of other establishments, we're not a restaurant, so we couldn't. Side hustle the food game out the door, and we didn't think it would be prudent for us to try to sell beer to go, you know, at a profitable price when, you know, our regulars could just go to the liquor store,
right, or
the beer store, which never closed. So we just decided not to to do that.
If you have questions for Johnny, let me know. 1-855-633-1010. What has changed most about the business, the pandemic notwithstanding, over the last 10 years?
Well, what it has done is it has affected just the whole culture of going out for drinks because
right.
People were terrified to do it. So, you know, there's been some gains. Since we've opened up again, but some people are still leery about, like, they'll go out for a nice meal and have a glass of wine, but they're not, you know, doing the whole night like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the only challenge is just trying to entice those bodies back onto the stools again.
And there's a text here from Toronto. What food is the bar popular for? Well, you're not a restaurant, so it's a beer drinking place.
It's a beer drinking place, exactly. And we are you know, surrounded by wonderful restaurants.
Yep.
And we never wanted to get into that game. It's they're two separate worlds, you know. And I've worked in restaurants, and it's a completely different culture in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and a whole different set of personalities back there. And there is so much more work in the food game. You know what I mean? You have the health department. You have you know, just everything to do with food, keeping it fresh and rotation and throwing it out and. It's we were never inspired to go down that road at all.
They want to know if you carry any non-alcoholic beer. Also, for someone who doesn't or rarely drinks alcohol, is the place welcoming too? I can answer that one. Yeah, for sure it is. But does the bar carry non-alcoholic beer?
Several. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, there's more and more players. Even Corona has it now. So there's Grolsch, and most of the Europeans do it, and now the local guys are making it as well. So, there's something for everyone here. The only thing we didn't really get into was coffee and teas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't.
Nobody wants that in a bar.
Well, no, and it takes time to prepare, and, you know what I mean? And the other thing, you know, there's a slower turnover on those tables as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Johnny, who with his wife Mitzi is the owner of Sauce on Danforth in Toronto, one of the best bars in the city, 1376 Danforth Avenue. We just have a minute and a half here. People are wanting to know, what do you look for in staff?
Well, we look for someone who can fulfill all the you know, bar obligations, but personality.
Yeah.
You know, you can know within a couple of minutes of interviewing someone whether they can roll with the punches, because you know, your clients are you know, coming in one condition and leaving in another.
Yeah.
So they have to be personable. They have to be professional. And the rules, well, as you know, what the rules behind SmartServe dictate as well. So you have to sort of walk that line that we follow all the rules, and we have to do it in a very kind and compassionate way.
We are out of time, almost 40 seconds left, but Andrea, my wife, who you know loves you, wants to know what you hate being played on the jukebox most of all.
I'm not going to answer that.
Because then people will play it,
well, of course,
and make
they
you
will.
Crazy.
And art is subjective, so... you know, one man's a freedom fighter kind of thing.
So, Johnny, thanks so much. What a pleasure to see you or talk to you, and I'll see you very soon.
Can't wait to see you again, Richard. Thanks.
Awesome, man. Thanks. That's Johnny, co-owner of Sauce on Danforth in Toronto at 1376 Danforth Avenue, my favorite bar in the city. Stay with us. Lots more to come.